CrimeCanada.ca, main source of crime news and information in Canada. Canada has developed thorough counter-terrorism laws. These laws help keep the country safe while respecting people's rights. The Anti-Terrorism Act, AT, is key in Canada's anti-terrorism efforts. It was introduced after 9/11. The ATA helps the police prevent and tackle terror threats. It allows for the detention of terror suspects without charge. It also grants broader surveillance authorities. Recent changes to the Criminal Code have enhanced these strategies. These Criminal Code amendments make it illegal to fund terror, aid in terrorist acts, or house terrorists knowingly. Criminal Code amendments. The Criminal Code amendments have widened what is considered terrorism. They impose tougher penalties for terrorism and increase the ability to seize terrorist funds. They also add new crimes to adapt to changing terrorist tactics. Moreover, these laws work with national defense laws to improve Canada's security strategy. They help in a united fight against terrorism, ensuring freedom is respected, use of technology in terrorism prevention. In today's world, using technology to prevent terrorism is crucial for safety. Canada uses the latest digital tools to fight against terrorism. This helps them improve security and stay updated on threats. High-res cameras and drones are key for watching risky places. These security tools give instant data. This helps quickly deal with any dangers. Data analysis strengthens efforts to stop terrorism. It picks out odd behaviors that may signal terror plots. Predictive analytics can guess future threats, allowing quick action. Keeping an eye on the internet helps fight terrorist messages. Tools that check social media and the dark web give important info on terror groups. These security tools keep police ready for new challenges. Technology application benefit. High-resolution cameras, surveillance, real-time monitoring, drones, area scanning, wide coverage, data analytics, behavior analysis, predict threat patterns, social media monitoring, network analysis, track recruitment. Canada uses technology to stop terrorism and keeps its people safe. By adding these security tools, they can quickly find and stop threats. Community-based approaches to prevent radicalization. Grassroots strategies are essential in fighting terrorism. They prevent radicalization by building trust and cooperation. Strategies like community outreach programs and educational programs on terrorism are key. These methods unite people against extremist beliefs. Community outreach programs. Programs build strength against extreme ideas. They involve local leaders, educators, and citizens in open dialogues. Through workshops and forums, communities can openly discuss and understand the dangers of radicalization. Such programs work with different groups to offer full support. They provide mental health services, mentoring, and cultural activities. By tackling the social and psychological factors, these programs create a safe space against extremism. Education and awareness. Educational programs help people understand terrorism better. They give communities the knowledge to spot and fight extremist views. Schools and universities include these topics to help young people think critically. Effective educational initiatives include workshops on media literacy to fight online propaganda, courses on terrorism threats in the world and at home, training for educators to notice and confront signs of radicalization. With right information and tools, educational efforts can stop radicalization. This keeps communities alert, knowledgeable, and strong against extremist threats. Protecting infrastructure and public spaces. Keeping infrastructure protection and security in public spaces strong is key to fighting terrorism. It's vital to keep key places and public spots safe from harm. Canada uses new tech and classic security steps to stop and lessen terrorist attacks. Canada tackles terrorism by joining forces internationally. It uses UN protocols and world security alliances for a united fight against terror. This way, we can respond globally in a strong, coordinated way. United Nations and international protocols. Canada shows its dedication to fighting terrorism by following UN rules. These rules help the world agree on how to stop and handle terror threats. Canada makes sure its actions match these international guides to stay effective. Bilateral and multilateral agreements. Canada also makes deals with other countries to strengthen security ties worldwide. Through these deals, countries can share spy info, help each other out, and get better together. This teamwork makes us more prepared to stop terrorist acts and keeps us safer. This effort to work together includes joining forces in exercises and learning sessions. Doing this boosts how ready we are and teaches us to help each other. It shows how working together is vital for safety. Such partnerships are also key to fighting online hate and extremism. International unity is a must in these areas. For numbers and ongoing actions, check this detailed report. Conclusion. In wrapping up our talk on stopping terrorism, it's key to think about the many ways and team efforts needed to fight this worldwide danger. We've highlighted how understanding the different kinds of threats in Canada, like violent Islamist extremism and domestic extremism, is crucial. Everyone must play a part in this, from government bodies to everyday people, by staying aware and engaged. Boosting our safety measures calls for strong laws, modern tech, and community work. We looked at how Canada's Anti-Terrorism Act and changes to the Criminal Code are helping fight terrorism. Also, using advanced technology helps us stay one step ahead in preventing terror attacks. Working together, both within communities and globally, is essential in our fight against terrorism. Canada's work with the United Nations and other countries shows how important international teamwork is. At home, reaching out to communities and educating people are key ways to stop radicalization and spread a message of peace. These actions, all together, stress the need for never-ending alertness, being open to new methods, and strong teamwork to create a safer world for everyone. FAQ: What is Canada's counterterrorism strategy? Canada's counterterrorism strategy helps to prevent, find, stop, and fight terrorist threats. It combines the efforts of various government bodies, law enforcement, and community groups. This way, it keeps the nation safe. What are the main types of terrorist threats in Canada? In Canada, the big threats come from violent Islamist extremism and homegrown issue-based extremism. Violent Islamist extremism includes ideas from groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Domestic issue-based extremism involves threats based on environmental activism or anti-government views. What roles do government agencies play in counterterrorism? In counterterrorism, government bodies are key. They collect information, enforce laws, and make plans to stop and handle terrorism. The Canadian Security Intelligence Service, CSIS, and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, RCMP, play a big part in these efforts. How can communities get involved in counterterrorism efforts? Communities can help fight terrorism by joining outreach programs, learning and teaching about radicalization signs, and promoting inclusion. Doing these things can help stop extremist ideas from spreading. What is the Anti-Terrorism Act, ATA? The Anti-Terrorism Act, ATA, gives law enforcement more power to look into, hold, and charge people involved in terrorism. It's a law made to strengthen how the country deals with terrorism. How do criminal code amendments help in counterterrorism? Changes to the criminal code let law enforcement charge people for terrorist acts, funding, and support. These updates help the law keep up with how terrorism changes and new technologies. How is technology used in terrorism prevention? To stop terrorism, technology plays a big role through watching, analyzing data, and checking communications. It helps spot potential dangers, share information faster between agencies, and act quickly if something happens. What are community outreach programs, and how do they help prevent radicalization? Community outreach programs connect with local people, increase awareness about radicalization, and support those at risk. They strengthen the community's defense against harmful extremist views by promoting unity. Why is protecting infrastructure and public spaces important in counterterrorism? Keeping public areas and infrastructure safe is important because they're often terrorist targets. By adding security like cameras and secure entry points, we can reduce and handle these threats better. What are some online terrorism prevention tips? Online, you can stop terrorism by watching for radicalization signs, reporting strange behavior, and encouraging positive interactions. It's important to talk openly and learn about online extremist dangers. What are effective ways to prevent advocating or promoting terrorism? To stop terrorism from spreading, we have to use laws against hate speech, encourage talking between cultures, and share positive stories. Community leaders and popular figures can help fight against harmful ideologies. How do security and intelligence partnerships contribute to counterterrorism? Security and intelligence teams working together helps a lot in fighting terrorism. They share important information, plan how to deal with threats together, and use each other's strengths. This makes the country safer. What are public reporting systems and how do they work? Public reporting systems let people report things that might be tied to terrorism. They help everyone stay alert and give police useful tips to stop and deal with terrorist threats. How does Canada collaborate internationally on counterterrorism? Canada works with other countries on stopping terrorism by joining United Nations projects, following global rules, and making deals. Working with others makes the world safer and improves how we fight terrorism together.